This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi there, everybody. I want to invite you to stick around for another great hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about Ford. We're going to be talking about the big news, the 2020 Mustang Shelby GT500. The power figures have been announced, and we're going to spend the vast majority of this hour talking about the upcoming 2020 Shelby GT500, as well as the Shelby GT350R. A little later on, Russell Oasis, our motorsports expert contributor, will be joining us also. But right now, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth the marketing manager for all things Mustang. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the show, Jim Owens. Jim, how you doing?
Good evening, Bob, and we're glad to be on the radio here talking about, as you know, my favorite thing, the Shelby Mustang.
Absolutely, and I just love your press release. I've never seen any company do what you guys did, and what the folks Ford did is they just simply put out 760 horsepower, 625 pound-feet of torque, 2024 Mustang Shelby GT500 boasts world's most powerful, most power-dense supercharged production V8 engine. And then you just said, enough said. I just love that, and I love the smoky burnout, too, with the 760. I have that up on my Facebook, and boy, this is great news, and I'm really excited about it. So let's begin by talking about the engine. This is not the same engine that we see in the GT350H with its flat plain crankshaft. This is a different variant of that 5.2 engine. Tell us about the differences with the two superchargers.
Yeah, so if you think about it, Bob, and, you know, I worked for Carroll directly for about 3.5 years before he passed away. And one of the things that he always asked the Ford people to do is more horsepower, right? And usable horsepower. And if you think of, like, the 13, 14, you know, GT500 that, you know, he was still around to announce with us back at the L.A. Auto Show in 2012, that was 662 horsepower out of a 5.8 liter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fast forward to the 2020 Shelby GT500, and we are producing 760 horsepower, almost 100 more out of a 5.2 liter with that supercharger.
Absolutely incredible. And this is the most powerful power plant, powerful engine that Ford has ever put in any product. Is that correct, Jim?
Yeah, the power density is the thing that really, you know, the men and women of Ford Performance are gifted engineers, but they're also enthusiasts. So if you think about it, it's a 2.65-liter supercharger bolted on the 5.2-liter engine. So there's more displacement in the supercharger than that is in our high-performance package EcoBoost Mustang that delivers, you know, 330 horsepower and 350 mm-hmm. foot-pounds of torque. if you think about it, that supercharger on top is larger capacity than the engine in that 300 horsepower EcoBoost. So the men and women have really delivered a substantial power plant.
Absolutely. 760 horsepower. I just can't stop saying it, and just can't wait to get behind the wheel of the Shelby GT500. It's my kind of car, and it's kind of a dual-purpose car. We'll talk about the GT350 and 350R, but that's such a wonderful vehicle that can be run on the track as well as run on the drag strip. But that's the same credo for the Shelby GT500 for 2020. You wanted to have an all-around athletic car.
Yeah, and if you think about it, and you know, in some of the press briefings that we did for both New York International Auto Show and, you know, North America, I sat there and say that, you know, this isn't your father's or grandfather's GT500. You know, Carroll back in the day, you know, when he did the 65 GT350 in the competition model, that was the left and right car, right? And then, yep. You know, fast forward to the 67 GT500, when, you know, that was from his Le Mans-inspired engine, right? Because he was working yep. on the Le Mans program for, you know, 66 and 67. And he took that engine, but he put things into it like an air conditioner and a radio. And
<Yep.
laughs> it was a big horsepower, big displacement, you know, long front nose. And then you can see some of, like, the Friedman photos where he was, you know, you could climb inside the front of that hood area and still work on the engine. So the GT500, even in, you know, the most recent iterations, starting from 2007 forward, it could go left and right, but no. predominantly it was a straight-line car. Now, this 2020 GT500 in two of its forms is the fastest and most powerful Mustang we have put, street legal Mustang, that we have put on a drag strip, and it is the fastest car that we have put on a fastest Mustang that we've put on a road course. So unlike the 60s era GT350, which was left and right, and GT500 that was straight line, this car is a phenomenal performer in both. We're saying a sub 11 second quarter mile time out wow. of the base car, and you know 0 to 60 in mid threes, and you know we're not saying 10.9 seconds, right? I mean it is
yeah.
straight out of the dealership, a sub 11 second quarter mile car, and also you know can you know go down to some of the best road courses in the world and lay down phenomenal times.
And it's so cool that for the first time since the 1960s, we've got in the Mustang lineup the availability of both the GT350 and the GT500. We haven't seen that for quite some time, and having interviewed Carroll so many times over the years, I treasure those memories of those interviews and some of the personal things he said to me. I have a picture of myself and Carroll and his wife Cleo and Chris Theodore, who used to be one of Ford's executives. It was at the Detroit show when the first generation GT was unveiled, and you know I just have a huge smile on my face, and Carroll's got everybody laughing.
He does, and I think that he is, you know, looking down on us, you know, so thankful that we're continuing to pursue performance in a manner which he would be proud. If you think of those old 60s television ads where it says, "My name is Carroll Shelby and performance is my business."
Yeah.
You know, we're carrying that on today through the men and women of Ford Performance and through the Shelby family. If you think about it, Aaron Shelby, Carroll's grandson, who's on the board for the Shelby companies, as well as the Carroll Shelby Foundation. You know, he was the one who came up here along with, like, Gary Patterson, the president of Shelby American,
sure.
to ensure what we're doing still lives up to what Carroll would have wanted. And I know, you know, I mean, you got to remember, when we did the 07 GT500,
yeah.
and I was sitting there with him, and, you know, Ellen Collins, who was the program manager at the time, she's like, "Jimmy, I'm going to get 450 out of it." And, you know, Carroll was like, "I want more." And then we said 475. And then when we announced the final thing, she'd gotten another 50 horsepower out of it and had 500 horsepower. Now, if you think about that, we have 260 more horsepower that is delivered through that supercharger and that, you know, specifically built for this car, 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. So you
amazing.
Say 50 years, it's been 50 years. since both cars were in the showrooms. It was 1970.
Hold that thought, Jim. We're up against a break.
Yes, I will, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Forget about the old days. These are the good old days. We all look back at some of the great muscle machines of yesterday, but in this hour of the program, we are shining the spotlight brightly on the 760 horsepower 2020 Mustang Shelby GT500 with Mr. Mustang himself, Jim Owens, and we're telling everybody about the details that were announced of the horsepower and torque ratings, and you were pointing out the fact that this engine is paired in this configuration, unlike the GT350, it's paired to a 7-speed dual-clutch gearbox, and I love that technology, Jim. I won't lie to you. I mean, there's no way that anybody can shift anywhere near as fast as those manuals like we've got in the Ford GT. Other mated manuals are just absolutely remarkable, and there's an absolutely remarkable one in the Mustang Shelby GT500.
So, like, on the Ford GT program, right, the 17, sure. 18, the current iteration, we had a Gertrag box in that. And for your listeners who might not be as familiar with it, it, in a dual clutch, it operates like a manual transmission. So you have a dual clutch coming in and out of the gear, but it just is electronically shifted. So it's not like your Explorer that you have where you have the little paddles on the side. That's an automatic transmission that you can control the valve body and shift. The dual clutch is actually activating a manual transmission. And like you said, it can shift in 100 milliseconds. Now, I'm good with my left pedal. You know, I know, like, Gary Patterson and, you know, Keith Weston, who's our engineer, and Vince, they're really good with their left pedal. I doubt that they can come anywhere within like a quarter of a second, let alone hundreds of milliseconds. And what that allows that engine to do is get out of that apex and get back into that accelerator and get using that 760 horsepower back out of the turn. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. And of course, we're all eagerly awaiting the arrival of the 2020 Mustang Shelby GT500. Jim, when will it actually be available? Can you order one already, or how does it break down as far as when we'll see them in showrooms?
Yeah, we should see them in the showrooms in the fourth quarter this year. The order bank is going to open, we said, is late June, but it'll be relatively quickly. The dealers will be getting their allocation numbers this week, along with the pricing and the order guide. So, you know, they can order them starting probably in late June, and then in the dealerships or in the hands in the fourth quarter of this year.
Excellent. Let's take listeners around the exterior of the Shelby GT350. In addition to this amazing power plant that we're telling you about, 760 horsepower, 625 pound-feet of torque, this vehicle is thoroughly modern in every way, and there's so much attention to aerodynamics. Talk a little bit about the aero and about some of the available carbon fiber pieces, which look so cool.
Yeah, the aero, you know, there's a lot, Bob, with the teams that have been on Mustang and Shelby's, right? This is my third generation of Mustang that I'm working on. Melvin Betancourt, who was the chief designer, he's been on Mustangs since 1999. And what he had to do was work with the engineering team to get both the airflow for cooling as well as the reduction of drag and the downforce that was needed and still make it a beautiful, you know, something that Mustang people and Shelby people would be proud of. And he and his team did a great job. It has double the airflow that the GT350 has. And if you can think of it from the same nose, it has double the airflow and still reduces the coefficient of drag. And on the GT500, which the carbon fiber track package, has over 450 pound-feet of downforce through that carbon fiber wing. And it looks beautiful driving fast, but it looks fast standing still. And one of the beautiful design things that Melvin would tell you about is the Coke bottle effect. Which, yeah. If you remember the old, you know, 70s Coke bottle that had that, you know, beautiful glass that had out and then in and then back out again? If you yep. look down the side of the Shelby GT500, you can see that Coke bottle effect that makes, you know, that fits the tires, the Michelin Pilot Sport Cup 2s that we have on there, along with the body, and it looks beautiful on the side. So the team did a great job figuring out how to design it to look, make it look great as well as perform.
An amazing braking machine as well. Tell folks about what the brake setup is in the 2020 Shelby GT500. They look enormous.
So they are, and I actually have one of the Brembo calipers sitting on my desk. And to say it's larger than my computer and my computer screen is an understatement. If you think about it, Carroll in the 65 GT350 competition model, the outside diameter of the wheels were 15 inches. The rotors on the Shelby GT500 are over an inch larger than the outside diameter of the competition model in 65's tires. It is 25% wow. larger swept area. Because when you get that speed, like if you're thinking like Road America before you come up the Thunder Hill, back down that backstretch, you're going to want to have to slow that down to position the car to come up the hill. And these brakes, working with Brembo, do a fantastic job.
Oh, and they look so cool as well. And when you look at the exterior, you know, we've got hood pins, and I understand those hood pins are not there just for good looks, but they're actually functional. It actually was needed.
Well, yeah, and if you think about it, I mean, you go back to the late 60s GT500s, and you had the hood pin that stuck through the hood, where you put the cotter pin through with the connecting, you know, wire that was there.
Yeah.
This one is completely different. So we did it on the 08 GT500 KR, if you remember. We had the push
yes.
and twist hood pins on it. Now, this one is a functional secondary latch system. Because remembering me telling you, it's twice the airflow through there, right? So you have
yeah.
to have that secondary
yeah.
system in. But the cool piece is they're self-centering. So, you know, like in the old school cars, you had to adjust the hood to make sure the pins
yeah.
went through the holes. And this one, the patent on this, is held by a Ford dealer technician.
Oh, that
and
is so cool.
And they work with the engine. Isn't it cool? I mean, Carroll would love that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely love it.
Absolutely. We're going to step aside for some important messages and a quick news break. When we come back, Russ Oasis will be joining us as well. We're talking GT500. We're talking GT350. We're talking Ford Performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is pushing Congress to be more proactive and demanding legislative solutions to the immigration problem. The planned deportation raids are on hold for at least 2 weeks. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
No government should commit actions that spread unwarranted fear, and force people to go into the shadows that could endanger their lives, especially those who have been living in our community and making positive contributions.
Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
2 weeks is not a very long period of time. I do not expect that there will be a miracle, though I hope for a miracle, in 2 weeks.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the president says his idea is working.
The border is working out well, and the wall is being built. I mean, a lot of people don't like to talk about it. We're building the wall. We will have 400 miles of wall built by the end of next year. And that's hard because the Democrats don't want to approve it.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're having all kinds of fun talking with Ford's Jim Owens all about the big news, the 2020 Ford Shelby GT500, 760 horsepower. And before the break there, we were talking about some of the aerodynamic pieces. And another thing I need to mention is the fact that this is the largest snake logo we've ever seen on a Shelby product, Jim.
Yeah, Carol would be really happy about that, especially, I mean, before he passed away, I mean, beyond being the oldest living dual transplant recipient on the planet, right? He had a replacement heart and replacement kidney. He was suffering from macular degeneration. And this is a snake that's on the front and the back that would be large enough that he'd be able to see it.
Oh, that's great. Let's go to the Auto World guest lines and bring forth Auto World's motorsports expert and reporter and welcome Russ Oasis into the mix. Russ, how are you doing? Welcome.
Hi, Bob. How are you? I'm doing well, thanks. Hi, Jim. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, thank you. Doing really well.
We're kind of wrapping up talking about...
God, I'm sorry, Bob.
Yeah, just wrapping up a little bit about the GT500. Interior-wise, tell us about those performance seats. Those look really cool.
Yeah, they really are. And we've had some, you know, partnerships with some of the performance folks, if you think about it, right? We've done the Brembo calipers. We work on the Ford Performance team with Michelin for the tires. And we've been working with Recaro on the seats since the Boss 302, right? If you go back 012, 13 model year, those performance seats have evolved. So it's not the ones that you go buy for your race car, but they're the ones that come in with all of the airbags and all of the safety equipment. But add to that, you know, the lateral support that you would need, you know, if you're on VIR and you're doing 170 down the backstretch before you go to that big old oak tree, those seats will hold you in place. And they're really, really comfortable as well as functional.
Fantastic. Russ, back to you. I'm sorry to cut you off.
That was all right. I was just going to say I was a little disappointed after Le Mans, but that goes without saying.
Yeah, the Le Mans, I mean, and if you think about it, back in the 60s when, you know, Henry Ford II and the, you know, Carroll and his merry band of hot rodders, along with, you know, our friends from Holman and Moody, you know, went on to take on the Ferraris. And, you know, we've had a really good run, just like the four-year run that we had in the 60s. It didn't quite finish the way we wanted.
You know what, Jim, before I give you my thoughts on the fuel bladders and, you know, I have known Ben Keating as a racer since his very first year racing, and it was my second year racing, so we started together in the Viper Racing League. So, I mean, I know Ben really well, and we talked about what happened. And before I get into that, I just want to say one thing, and, you know, maybe nobody will agree with me on this, but I feel that the officials, in the back of their mind, have that spate of 3 or 4 years when Ford cleaned Ferrari's clock in the 60s, and I think that Europeans don't like that. And I kind of feel like if Ben and Jerome and Philippe had been driving a Ferrari or a Porsche, none of that ever would have come up. And I know there are people go, no, 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 the officials, you know, they would have measured every single ounce. Yeah, I'm not so sure. I just, you know, when you get down to what happens in a case like that where the fuel bladder tends to stretch over time, and I'm told that their fuel bladder stretched 1.5 liters over the week that they were practicing, and they thought that it was done stretching. Well, so if it stretched another, you know, 100 milliliters, goodness, you're going to disqualify, you're going to DQ a car on that? And you say, well, he left the pits at 44.4 seconds instead of 45 seconds. Okay, so that's 6-tenths of a second. And if there were 20 pit stops or 23, multiply it times 23 and double it for a penalty. But don't DQ the guy. I don't know. It just felt really odd to me. I thought that Bill Riley and Ben took it really well, probably better than I ever would have, because I tend to get all wound up if a steward does something like that to me when I'm racing. But they took it like men, and I think Ford had the same experience with one of their cars, number 68, I think. They measured it 97.8 liters instead of 97. I mean, you know, sometimes it would have made me throw my hands up in the air and say never again.
I mean, you know, what I was really proud of, and again, I'm more on the Mustang side now. I've moved on from the Ford GT program onto the Mustang team now, and, you know, I'm really excited to be back on the Mustang side, you know, given the launch of the GT500. But, you know, in the racing program, even if you think about it, the 05-06s, you know, there were a bunch of the privateers who took them racing. Right. I mean, it wasn't, you know, we didn't do a factory team on the Ford GTs and the 05-06s. And we had some really good privateers who took those 05-06s racing. And we're so happy that there are customers and racing customers out there who are, you know, taking it beyond the factory program and participating. And, you know, while we weren't happy with the outcome, we're really glad to see those people engaging with those cars. I mean, if you think of the 68-69 winner, you know, that was some of the privateers still taking it out in the Gulf car and chassis 1075 that was, you know, one of the most famous liveries in the world.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I agree completely. I just found it frustrating. I guess it was the crash of having it stripped away after knowing that you won. And they really did win.
Yeah, I happen to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, because we have the Mid-America Shelby event there each year,
right,
the same weekend as Le Mans. So if I'm not actually there at Le Mans, I was actually driving a GT350 at Hallett Motor Raceway Park and had a lot of fun with it. But yeah, it would have been nice to see them in, you know, not only in victory lane, but to keep the victory.
Well, next year for sure, but I was frustrated. I guess that's really, I wanted to get that off my chest right off the bat, because I thought that the officials, yeah, the rules are the rules, but wow, talk about harsh. DQ is harsh. So,
yeah, we're glad to participate, and we're glad that the privateers are still out there carrying the flag along with, you know, the 67 and 68 teams. And you know, that the stuff that you learn on the racetrack eventually makes its way into the cars and trucks that people drive on the street. And, you know, one of the things we were talking about before is like that Gertrag box that was in the Ford GT, both in the customer car and the race car. We've now developed that Tremec box, working with Tremec in that Shelby GT500. So the stuff that we learn on the racetrack, you know, that innovation and technology ends up making it into the cars and trucks that people can buy.
Sure, absolutely. I can't wait to drive the GT500.
I've driven it. It is so much fun. Carol,
I can't wait. I'm drooling.
It
so
sounds
Keith,
so cool.
Keith Weston was our driver for that thing that you put on the video where you said that you put it on your Facebook where they spelled out the 760.
Yes.
One of our marketing units, and he was out on the proving grounds. You want to talk about an engineer who has, you know, a big old smile on his face? That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that is fantastic. A couple of more bits and pieces about the upcoming 2020 GT500. We should tell folks about the, when we come back from the break, we'll tell them about the exhaust and the adjustableness of the exhaust. And we'll also talk about that beautiful digital dashboard, which reminds me of the Ford GT supercar. We're talking Ford performance in this hour. You're listening to Auto World. We're live across North America on great radio stations and around the world at GCNlive.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
That's official. 760 horsepower, 625 pound-feet of torque. That's what you're going to find in the 2020 Mustang Shelby GT500. It is the world's most power-dense supercharged production V8 engine, putting out 5.2 liters and displacing all that power. Absolutely amazing. We've got Jim Owens, Mr. Mustang, with us. We've got Russ Oasis, our motorsports reporter. And just quickly on the GT500, I thought folks would get a kick out of the exhaust modes as well as the configurable dash. If you could tell us about that, Jim.
Yeah, the exhaust mode, if you think about it. That rumble of a V8 is so important for the Shelby customer and the Mustang customer. And we even have a quiet neighbor mode, right, where you could actually turn it and set the alarm. My neighbors, you know, because I drive a bunch of the cars home, and it's a little loud when you're leaving at 6:30 in the morning and you open up your garage door and that fires up. But there's a quiet neighbor mode, and it's electronically controlled through the valves, where you can go from quiet to normal to sport and then to track. And on the exhaust pipes, that's the largest set of exhaust tips we've put on a car. And it ties directly into proportionate to the size of the Shelby that we talked about on the back, the Cobra on the back there. Those valves are electronically controlled so that you can get the not only the airflow that you need through it, but the visceral experience that our customers love.
Oh, that is so terrific. And I love the dash, too. I mean, that also is a story that needs to be told. If folks haven't seen the interior of the Shelby GT500, they're going to be blown away with that digital display.
Yeah, and we did it, you know, first on the base Mustang and on the Bullets for the GTs and the GT performance packages. And on the GT350, we kept those cones, right? You know, more that, you know, the historically accurate GT350 deep cone that you could go, kind of almost like the 05, right, when we came up with the fifth generation and we did the cones, the deep cones in there. Sure. For the GT500, what we did is we have a configurable dash based off of the mode that you're in. So we have the modes of the slippery, weather, the track, the drag strip, the sport mode, the normal mode, and all those configure so that the most important information is front and center for the consumer who is driving it. So if you're in a drag mode, you know, miles per hour is great. It's lower, right? But the RPMs and where you're shifting is, you know, front and center. And the same with track mode. But on the normal mode, it configures so that you can see what gear you're in and what speed you're going, you know, more prominently. And that is, again, some of the innovation and technology that the men and women of Ford Performance have been engineering into these vehicles.
What a tremendous job. And, Russ, like you said, I can't wait to drive that either. And, Russ, any more thoughts on, I hear some rumors rumbling around, maybe some performance news from Ford coming out of England not too far off.
On July 4th, I'm told that Larry Holt from Multimatic is going to be making an announcement, and I know I wanted to ask Jim what he thought, and I know that Jim is going to tell me he doesn't know either. But
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But I can't wait to find out.
I can tell you, however, that we are going to have a special appearance of that same green Mustang that you saw on the spelling out the 760. That might be there at Goodwood.
Well, that would be terrific.
Yeah. Maybe doing a hill climb or two with a very famous American driver. Yeah, that might be happening. But, yeah, I know Larry is going to be out there with the Ford GT and Mr. Rushbrook and some of the other engineering team out there. And so hopefully, you know, people will tune in on the 4th of July, even though it's over on the other side of the pond. Maybe not as celebrated as much as, you know, over here. But maybe they can tune in and see what's happening next in the world of Ford Performance.
Yeah, you certainly will have my ear, I'll tell you that. That's going to be really, really interesting.
It will be a lot of fun.
Just such a phenomenal car. It's just, it's proven itself in every possible way that it can. And Ford should be so proud of this car. I mean, it really is the pinnacle of supercars. There's no question about it. And Le Mans solidified that for me this year, irrespective of any rules or anything like that. The car has proven itself beyond all doubts, period.
Yeah, I was thinking today as I was watching the NASCAR folks run out at Sears Point. I'm sorry, Sonoma. I still call it Sears Point. When they were running out there, that was one of the places that I probably had the most fun in the Ford GT. We gave rides to dealers who came out there for the SAC convention last year. The National Shelby American Automobile Club had their national meet there. And I was watching the line that the, you know, that like Joey Logano was taking or Brad Keselowski and thinking, you know, that Ford GT did a lot of different things on that, but, you know, a little bit different line than the stock cars that were running in NASCAR. But either way, that Ford GT, both from a consumer standpoint, you know, not only driving it on the streets, but taking it to the track, has been very successful for us.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal automobile. I mean, just groundbreaking in so many ways. You know, the Mustang,
yeah.
I was going to, when you were talking about the exhaust system before, I was going to say the Mustang has always had a unique sound. That V8 is one of the most enticing, almost erotic exhaust sounds in the automotive world. It's just, it's captivating.
It is captivating. My favorite still, though, is the GT350. That flat plane crank that you have in that 5.2 liter. That makes it more free breathing and really drastically, you know, 8,250 RPM where the red light kicks in.
Yeah.
You get, that's still my visceral favorite. But, you know, it's just like music. Everybody has their own taste in it. But that flat plane crank, that 350 viscerally from an auditory standpoint is amazing.
It's music. It really is.
Absolutely. And we're getting a little late on time, but we definitely want to touch on the Shelby GT350. It's being sold concurrently with the 2020 GT500, the first time since the late 60s, and that's just wonderful. How about the R variant of the GT350R? Is that still available, Jim?
Yeah, the GT350R is still available. It's a little bit longer of a run than we normally do for our performance variants. If you think about it, we did 2 years on the Boss 302, two on the 1112 GT500, two on the 1314. The GT350R pretty much remains the same. the magic that the engineering men and women have done on the GT350 is on the base car. They have completely redone the architecture of the suspension along with the calibration of the MagnaRide in conjunction with the rear wing that is shared between the GT350 and GT500. And I will tell you, I did about, I don't know, let's just say more than 100 laps out at Willow Springs in January with the Team Shelby folks. Mm-hmm. And that car is magical. So I can say it. When you have passionate men and women who care about this stuff, who have a period of time to learn from the 15 model year all the way through the 19 and 20 model year, you can begin to learn and engineer components in it that make it better and better. And they have done a phenomenal job on that 19, on the base GT350. You put the gurney flap on the back of that, and you get almost 397 pound-feet of downforce.
Wow.
And just the addition of the gurney flap. So, I mean, it has a lot of fun. The R remains the same, right? Carbon fiber wheels, big rear wing, generates a lot of downforce, no back seat, calibration remains the same, and those continue to sell really well. What we did was we worked on the 19 and the 20 GT350 to make it even a level better than the 18.
Well, it's all good news to say the least, and again, can't get over this power rating, 760 horsepower, 625 pound-feet of torque in the 2020 Mustang Shelby GT500, and what a tremendous moment for the Ford Motor Company, and to see both the GT350 available alongside the GT500, that really makes my heart soar.
Ford is on fire. It's unbelievable. Hats off.
We're really excited about it, and the men and women of Ford Performance are doing a lot of things. I drove this weekend the Explorer ST, which is over 400 horsepower rear-wheel drive from this configuration, with massive brakes and a different exhaust and suspension system. So not only if you like this Mustang, but if you like your, SUVs, we have a performance flavor for just about everything.
I salute you, brother.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day, guys. You. Thanks for that.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Russ, for a great job,
Bob,
as usual. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. When you get a chance, check out my website. It's autoworldradio.com. I'm Bob.
Happy Long. The rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.